der Kurve mit Alef, der Fortlein. Boye mine im Rove. Behema Salmune, Chayeves Betreire, oi in Chayeves Betreire. Behema Salmune means a behema on which the king levied the tax. In other words, the king, the Malchus, decreed that on every behema, so the owner of the behema has to give, let's say, 10 zuz for every behema. So there are two situations. Sometimes the decree of the king is that the king takes every behema and he keeps it as he should have in the behema. He doesn't appropriate all the ownership in the behema, but let's say half. And sometimes the decree of the king is that the owner of the behema has to pay 10 zuz. And if he gives 10 zuz to the tax collector, so then the tax collector cannot take away the behema. But if he doesn't give 10 zuz, then the tax collector has the right to take away the behema. So the case where the tax collector has the right to take the behema anyway, that's called loy motzi misalik bizuzi. And if the tax collector can only take away the behema in case the owner of the behema refuses to pay the tax, but if he gives the tax, then the tax collector has no right to take away the behema, that's called motzi misalik bizuzi. Now, then there is a halacha that if a Yisrael and the Goy are shutfim in the behime, so then it's potter of prayer. It's a special zelzakos. So the shaila is, if there is a tax levied by the king upon each behime, is it chayeves b'prayre or it's not chayeves b'prayre? Do we say that the fact that there is a tax shibut, that the king has a lien on the behemet, that makes him like he should have the behemet, so mele is potter of prayer, or no? Because the king only has a shibut, a lien on the behemet, but he doesn't have any ownership in the behemet. The owner of the behemet owes a debt, a tax, but he doesn't have any chilek, any ownership in the guf abhim. Some may say it's not a behim or shal shutfim of Yisrael the Nakum. So it's chayeves b'prayer. That's the shayel. Boim minei mirov, behim asam mechayeves b'prayer, ein chayeves b'prayer, no let's see the rash. Amune hamerech neitelise amun abhim. He types it, umnatvui. 1 10. Let's say the behime is worth 100 zuz, so then he has to give the king 10 zuz. Chayeves b'chere, dikaimelo, kol sheyad nochi b'emtza, pturom n'b'chere, shenema li kol b'chere b'Yisrael. Aval li b'chere, if an akum has a shutfes, so it's potter of b'chere. Ve'idah ze sheyisuri shalmela b'seche, chayeves b'chere, losis lekein ha'b'chere shalahem, oi loy. So the Gemara says like this. Kolei chedimot misalek lebisuze. If the owner of the behime has the right to pay the 10 zuz, let's say, the 10th of the worth of the behime, and keep the behime, and the tax collector cannot collect the behime, so loy komi boyale dechay. Because then it means that essentially the Jew, the owner of the behime, only owes a chayt of money. But the king has a lien. In case he doesn't pay, so he can collect from the behime. That doesn't make him into a shutef over the behime. Loikam boil the chayef, kikom me boil on. Heichad loy motz himself. Where the collector can take away the behime anyway. Even if the bala behime says, I'm willing to pay money. My, Omalu Ptur, Because if the collector can take away the behemoth anyway, that means that the king really has 1/10 interest in the behemoth, so he's issued it. So pto, vatani chayevis. Hosom de motze misalikle. So that's the first lashon. The first lashon, there is no shaila, according to everybody, according to Rashi, according to Tesis, that according to the first lashon, it all depends. If he's motzi misalek bizuzei, so then in final analysis, the Bala Behemoth only owes money to the king. But the king has a right, has a lien on the behemoth. But he only owes money, so the king is not a shooter in the behemoth. So it's chayev as the prayer. But if he cannot be misalek bizuzei, so then it means that the king has 1/10 interest, ownership in the behemoth. So it's potter of him. Oh, the Rashi, the motz misalch lenochi b'mois, loyti boilo, kim da katal isoche nochi b'em, v'dinei nikol bua b'em, yeisa m'mois, ikal nima lo yikli b'emis, ela mois, ela mois. Ike d'amre, there's another one. Omar Rove, Behemes are no Neptun Abchere, the Afal Gab the Motz Misalikle. The Afal Gab Motz Misalikle, that's Rashi's Gersi, the Tzalun Gersi, and Rashi's Gersi. So the second lesson says that Behemes are no Neptun Abchere, even if the Bala Behemes can be Misalik, the king, the tax collector, with Mois. Now the question is, now how, why should it be considered like a behemoth shall akum, shall shoot him, his soil and akum? After all, he only owes the money. He only owes the money. Suppose the king decreed that every person has to pay an income tax, 1/10 of his income. He has to give to the king. And in case he doesn't give 1/10 of his income, then the king has a right to collect from his chattels. He has a right to collect from the behemoth too. So in such a case, we'll say that every behemoth, if there is an income tax, and the king has a lien, and all the nechosim of the Jew, including the behemoths, that the behemoths are potter of prayer, it's not mistaba. The answer is there's a difference. You know, the Gemara mentions in the Metziah, you know, in the Basra, the Gemara mentions a distinction between apetik stam and apetik mefreshes. Apetik stam means a general lien. Apetik mefreshes means a specific lien and a particular thing. So in case where the king decreed that every person has to pay an income tax, 1/10 of his income, and that the king has a lien, an old nechosim, including the behemoths, so then of course the behemoths are chayav b'chira, because it's a general lien. Mashenkin here, where it's like a peitike mefureshes. In other words, it's a specific lien on that behemoth, and he has to pay the tax also on that behemoth, not his general income. Some male, the second lashon holds that even though he's motzi misalek mizuzei, but until he's misalekin, the king is considered to have 1/10 interest in the behemoth. Is Zanune Chayevet Bechale, even though by Chale there is also a loche that a Niso, that Isop belongs to Tushutvim, to Yisrael and Akum, so he's potter of Chale. But there it is Chayev, is Zanune. So that is Midrabono. My time Behime is Likole, is Celes Likole. And at the Raisa level there is no difference between Prere and Chal. So just as the Gabi Behemoth, we say The demons are not pure in the prayer of God Misalkli, because until he is Misalkin, so the king is considered to have one tenth ownership in the behemoth. So by Yise too is the same thing. But by Yise, people will not know. It has no call. So Mele Midrabonon is Chai Vechale, even if Loimots Misalkli, but Midraise, he is Potom Vechale, even. But Midraisi is Potter, Bichale Avogavimot Misal. But in the Rabbon, there's a difference. My time with him is Likole, is less Likole. Alright, Rash. Is Anunachaye Velgavi is no Hiptur of Israel, Israel, the Bichale, the Arisichem Sid, Zuchaye, less Likole. For a mayor shall leave a Hobbichale, our beam is like Kole, but I'm Hay. Oh, so the Kashe, but there is a price in the Freshes. Hayeves. So according to the first lotion, that price applies to the case of Motze Misalikle Bizuze. But according to the second lotion, so even Motze Misalikle Bizuze is poor, so how can we explain that price? That's that Hayeves. So the answer is that price is reference to Ise, not to Behim. But Tanya Chayeves be easily Tanya. So if Motze Misalikle, so that means that the Baal HaBeime only owes a chayv to the king, but the king has a lien to collect from the Beime. But that doesn't mean that the king is a shooter from the Beime. Hikshori, referring to the Nesha Chomar, the Amrikabel Tzim Basel Min Anochri, Havlodes Turim Min Apreire. Now what is Saint Basel? How can you have sheep of iron? But that's a certain expression. In other words, an Isha, a married woman, I mean the Mishnah in Ksuves, points out that a married woman so has two kinds of nechosim, nechse meluk and nechse tzein barzah. Nechse meluk means, let's say, a woman inherited, let's say, after she got married to him with her husband, so she inherited certain nechosim from her father. So she has the ki and aguf in the nechosim. She is the owner, she is the Yereshes. Her husband is not the Yeresh. He's only son-in-law. He's not the Yeresh. So she is the Yereshes. But there is a takonis chachomim that the husband has a ki and peres in the nechosim luk. In the nechosim luk. So the woman, the wife, has the ki and aguf in the nechosim luk, and the Baal has a ki and peres. The king pays, let's say if she inherited, let's say, many fields, pardesim, komim, and so on, or let's say houses which are rented out to people, so she owns it, but the fruits of the pardesim and the komim, so the husband gets, let's say, the rent, the husband collects, and he keeps it for himself, there's the king pays. But the king aguf is vested in the woman. That's nirsim luk. Nirsim barzel means when the husband married her, she brought him in a chosim. She had a lot of property, so she brought him in a chosim, and she made an agreement with him. And she said, I'm turning over the nechosim to you. To you. In other words, he becomes the owner of all the nechosim. But you will be responsible for that. So actually, Nichsitzin Barzel is like halvoy. It can be alvoye, usually alvoye is in money, but there can be alvoye in property too. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can only borrow money. Money, you can borrow nechosim too. Let's say I borrow a house from another person. That means he gives it to me, but I have to pay him back after a certain time. So nechosim in Basel means that the woman is transferring certain pieces of property to the husband, and so the husband gets full title in those nechosim, but she doesn't give it to him as a gift. In other words, in case of divorce or death, so then she will, he'll have to pay her. In case of divorce, so in other words, so we'll have to pay, let's say, the property was assessed at $100,000. She turned over a building to the husband, and that was assessed at $100,000. Then a year later, he divorces her. So he has to give her back the $100,000. So nichsitz in Basel is really alvoy of the nechosim that she is machnis to the Baal. Why is it called nichsitz in Basel? Like I am, you know, it's table. You know, he's responsible for it. So nichsitz in Basel, he gets full title in the nichsitz in Basel, king, aguf, king, pierce, everything. It's his. But he has to pay her back. Nichsitz in Basel. So, I'm kabbalt in Basel, and anochi. So I mentioned that because to explain the expression in Basel, it's ayin nechosim. In other words, something that is stable, that is lasting, because even though he acquires title in them, I mean, I'm kabbalt in Basel, and anochi. So they drew up an agreement. The goy turned over to the Jew certain flocks, certain behemoths, and so on, and to the Jew, that the Jew should be responsible for them. After a certain time, you'll have to pay him the value of the nechosim. So I'm kabbutim bal manochim, then they had vlodes, so avlodes purim apcheirom. Vlodim purim apcheirom. Why? Afal gav dimotze misalikley leinochi. Bizuze, who is responsible for them? He has to pay back after a certain time. But he can be salig nochri bizuze. Some mele, that means that he only owes the goy echei $10,000, the value of the chain of the behemoths. But the chain, the behemoths, belong to the Israel. So why is it poter? Here the Gemara says that where it's motze misalikley bizuze, so then it's chayer is bepchere, because the goy does not have any ownership in it. The goy only has the right to collect, has lien. So here too, by nichsitz in Basel, the guf ha-dovor, the behemoths belong to the Jew. He gave it away to the Jew. But the Jew is mechuyev to return the value of it, let's say, after a year, after 2 years. Let's say $10,000. So the goy has no ownership in it. The ownership is vested exclusively in the Jew. Why is it potam na prayer? Afal gav dimotze misalikley leinochri bizuze k'tkom ha-osam. So the Gemara says, but suppose the Jew doesn't have money, doesn't have cash. Many people sometimes don't have cash. So what will the guy do? He'll take away all the behemoths that he turned over to him. So that means that he has ownership in the behemoths. So here the Gemara says, if it's Muslim Salad Mizuze, so it's Chayav. ותיר עצרי דשנוס, שמתחילו יסעבינו של נוחי, וחידן די בו יזוזה ולו ימישכח, ישוקו בהימה, לא ינפת מראה שהוא עושה. אבל כשהבהימה של ישראל, הוא מוצא מסער כל נוחי וזוזה, לא ינכנס לראה שהוא עושה. So Tesis gives a very reasonable distact. Now, there is a difference. Over there, so who was the original owner of the older behemoths in the chain? The goy. But the goy lent the behemoths to the Jew. He lent them. What is Tznichsin? Aslan is our boy. He lent them. He said, here you have, it's yours, and you have to, I'm lending you all these 100 behemoths and so on, and after a year you return them. And if you want, you can return me the value of the behemoths, $10,000. But suppose he doesn't have $10,000, so then the goy will take back the behemoths that originally belonged to him. So since originally he had title in things, and then in case the soil doesn't pay after a year, so it will revert back to him, so he's considered to have ownership in them. Mashin can hear where the behemoth never belonged to the king. The king imposed the tax on the behemoth, 1/10 of the value of the behemoth in tax. So Mimele, even though in case of delinquency, so the king can take away the behemoth from the Jew, but it never belonged to the king. So the fact that he has a right to take it away to collect in case of delinquency does not make him owner, but over there it originally belonged to the goy. So the fact that he has a right to take it back, that the goy has a right to take it back, so make means that he is considered heaven. Shano also mit Philois habe ich mir schon noch beginnt die Boys so nicht gar. Ich schau bei ihm allein auf dem Schuh sei. Aber ich bin schon so mit das Auto nach dem Schuh sei nicht mehr so Schuh sei. All right, now next is Behemes Avune, Ptur Matre, Aval Gavi Motsi Misalak. We hold it in Chayabes, Pirisha Kuntre, Gavi Istan, because Shel Rashbo, the Rashbo, that's not the Rav Shlomo Min Haderes. Rav Shlomo Min Haderes is not mentioned in this. That's the Rash, Rabbi Nishimshin, it is a Shamt. Rabbi Nishimshin. Ben Avon. Because Shel Rashbo, how can Rashi say that according to the second version, the price of Behemes Hamune Chayeves B'Tcheire Yeves B'Tcheire has reference to Yisef. Yisef mentions it in connection with Behemes. Behedye, Tanya Behedye, Yisef Chayeves B'Tcheire V'chein Gabi Yisef Tanya Yisef Hamune Chayeves B'Tchala V'Mot Misalikro V'Yis Sporn di Garse. So then there's another Gils in our Gemara. Not like our text. Di Garse Behemes Hanune Pture. Vihud loy motza misalakle. Uvizem is yafishti abreis. Now, according to this Gils, Behemes Hanune Pture vihud loy motza misalakle. So then the second Loshen is the same, expresses the same Daloche as the first Loshen. So why is it the second Loshen? Well, the difference is this. Because the first Loshen doesn't make a distinction between Behem and Ise. And the second Loshen makes a distinction between Behem and Ise. But vis-a-vis Behem, so the first Loshen and the second Loshen are the same. Alright. Ton Rabon, now this is a difficult remark. Ton Rabon on Nochi shenichnas lechatzere shel Yisrael uptzeike biyode ein zokuk livaye ki di etzle ein zokuk livaye ki fei nochi vizitzi ju and he has chantesach and he has chometz in his hand. So we could say maybe the Jew, if he has an opportunity to tell the goy, please, take out your chometz. It's Pesach today. Is it about your oil? Is it about your oil? It's in his house. So the halacha is not. You can let go stay with the chometz in his hand. So in Zohar Kvivara, if Kiryas lay, but suppose the Nochi deposited the chometz, let's say a sack of bread with the soil. So Zohar Kvivara, Yichet Libayis, Ein Zohar Kvivara, Shinema lo yimotze. Now let's see the Rashi, because there is a machlekes Rashi in this, which is very basic machlekes here. In Zohar Kvivara, lo yiskiku lehitzies anochim nabayis, kidamo, avo atzorei shalachir, because the royal Chachamit, the royal Chosea, Chol Bolcho. So, shall we call out the about the Reyes Shalachim, and shall the Reyes, we learned it before Yom. So, since the Chomets belongs to the Goy, so the Mele, there is no Baal Yoroi, but there could be an Yisra Rabbonon. So, the Brisa tells us, even with the Rabbonon is not Mechuyev to be Mibaya. In other words, he's allowed to let the Goy keep in his house the chometz. So, if Chidetzlei, Vikoblo lo achayes, he was Mikabo achayes, the Jew, so then, he's Eva Baliroi. Baliroi. No, we explained it, we mentioned it, the Shittes Rishaini. What kind of achayes? The Shittes Rambam is that it has to be it has to be Kabbalah Sachayis of Neva Veide, but Kabbalah Sachayis of Pshia is not enough to be Eva Baal Yoroi. And the Shita of Da'aloch Hasdeilis and the Rosh is that even Kabbalah Sachayis for Pshia is enough to make him Eva Baal Yoroi. And then there is a Shterchite, I mean Tesvis that Mindalad in Shvues says that only Kabbalah Sachayis even for Onsen makes him Eiver Baal Yoroi Baal Yimotze. But if it's not in Kabbalah Sachayis for Onsen just for Neva Veide, so then he's not even Baal Yoroi. But the Gemara says here Kibin Dil Migna Bil Mitver Tafei Amit Beis, the fourth line from the end of the Omen, Kiven Dil Migna Bil Mitver Bishus Achaye Koe. So it's mashma that the chayes of Gneve Vaveide is enough. So Teisves in Shvues Dafnum Dalet says that it means Migna Valdeines. Sometimes there is Gneve Valdeines. So Migna Valdeines. Alright, so that's Lishkin saying. So that's the Alochi if Kidetzlei, the Koblo Achayes, Gimforish Vosdo, Izok Vavai. Yichet lebayis, ein zocht lebayah, shenema ole yimotzi. Yichet, so Rashi says, yichet lebayis kolina loy kibli olo, elo oma le yare abayis lefonecho, hanach beachas nazobies, ein zocht lebayah. So according to Rashi, yichet lebayis has reference to the case of loy kibli olo vachayis, but if kibli olo vachayis, and even though it was miyachid a certain room, a certain corner, to keep where he'll keep the chometz, so then he's Eva Baal Yoroi. Mashein kin teisves, Rabbi Tam, teisves, and the Ramban, and the Rashbo, and the Tvo, and the Ram, they all say that Yichet Libayis is reference to the case of even Kibro Lavacha. Alright, so we'll soon see. So according to Rashi and the Tideshites Rambam too, in case of Kibbol of Achayes, even if Yichet Libayis is Eva Baal Yoroi, according to Teisves, so if Yichet Libayis, even if it was Mikabo Achayes, there is no Baal Yoroi. There is no Baal Yoroi. So the Gemara is the Kashe. The kasha is directed against the last clause in the price. Shenem ali imotzi. My coma. Now, lifluk, so the pashtes haloshin tends to indicate that the shenem ali imotzi is reference to the safe of the price. Yichet lebayis in zoch lebaya shenem ali imotzi. So that's difficult, because lo imotzi implies a nisa, not a heter. It's lo imotzi, and here we say that in zoch lebaya a heter, a kule shenem ali imotzi. My comma. Hiche yalif lo imotzi, a heter. Lo imotzi is expressive of a nisa, not of a net. Omer afpope areishi. Even though the Pashtus HaLoshon tends to indicate the Shenem Ali Motzi has reference to the Seife, the case of Tichet Libayis, no, but actually Shenem Ali Motzi has reference to the Reish. Vorekoma, if Chidi Etzlei Zohok Libayah, Shenem Ali Motzi. Rav Ashi Omar Leiloma Seife. Leiloma Seife. But then you ask, a Seife, a Yichet Libayis, so then there is a Heter. How can we deduce it, learn it out from the possibly motze, which is expressive of an iser, not of an eter? Vorekoma, yichet libayis in zoch libayir, shenem aloyim motze vivoteichem, vihol avdideyu, dinochi ki komayil, libeise dinapshe komayil. Rashi, Leila Maseife, Limotzi Mashma Motzvi Yotoli Chol Chepzecho, Haini Koblo Lachayez Davikiti Dei. So, according to Rashi's Pshat, Yichid Libayis is Mutea, there is no Bali Hoye, why? Because there was no Kabbal Zachayez. But if there was Kabbal Zachayez and Yichid Libayis, then he is able Bali Hoye. That's according to Rashi. Now, before we go to Tesis, we have to finish up the Gemara. L'meimre dischires kanye. Doesn't it appear from Rav Ashi that a seiche is really considered as the owner of the house which he rented? We rented. But now, avimokim shomru lihaski aloy libeis diromru. מפני שמכניסים לי סייכי אבידי סבדה אבידי זור אבידי סגלולים רשי אבי מוקים שאומרו להסכם פרקם אל אבידי זור אתנן אם אסכירים בוטים מנוחים בארץ ישראל אבל באיסור ים אסכירים וקושקים בחוץ לאורץ. In other words, נוחים means if the אבידי זור, it doesn't mean going. You see, the censorship introduced confusion in the Gemara, the censorship. So, here it says Nochim, but if you look up the old manuscripts and even the printed editions of the Gemara, you see, they did not go through the censorship, so you'll see that the Lashon HaMishneh is a maskirim botim לעבד כחובי בארץ ישראל, אבל בסוריה מזכיר וכל שכם בחוץ לארץ. So he מזכיר עם בוטל לעבד כחובי בארץ ישראל because of the love of Lisechone. So in other words, so any goy who is an עבד כחובי, עבד כחובי doesn't mean that he's עבד כחובי. Suppose he's not an עבד כחובי, but he's either the other side is in the neck. Gezel, the Muslims are not the Avizore. As the Rambam says, they're not the Avizore. But unfortunately, so many of the Arabs are Rotsrim and Gazlonim and whatnot. I mean, so they also have a din of Eidik Chovim. Eidik Chovim means a pagan. Pagan doesn't mean dafke somebody who is an idol worshiper. Even if he is not an idol worshiper, mamish, Fatih Machshmei. He's not an idol worshiper. He talks about Allah. I don't know whether he believes in Allah. I don't think that he believes in Allah. But assuming that he believes in Allah, he's a Ritzeach. He's a Ritzeach. So he also has a din of an idol hobby, of an idol worshiper. In other words, anyone who is either on Zayin, who is addicted to the Zayin Misses Neneach, is considered an Eved Chavim. But the Gateisho, so then there is no love of Leisechonim. So, one of the Surim in Leisechonim is not to give them Chnio Bikarga. Not to give them Chnio Bikarga. In other words, Leisechonim implies three Surim. One is not to give them chnia b'karaka. So you're not allowed to sell to an akum a land in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed. It's an akum, a gateishav, yes. But to an akum not. And then another issa is not to give a matnas chinom to an akum. To give him matone. If you give him matone just to show friendship, because he's your neighbor and you want to maintain good relations, so then it's not a matnas chinom. But suppose he's not your neighbor, so then it's a matnas chinom. An akum, you're not allowed to give him matnas chinom. A gateish of yes, but an akum, you're not allowed. So that's another iser that is included in the labos chinom. And then, my third iser is to be mishabeach an akum of chinom. To say this Eved Chavim is so smart, or to say he's such a nice fellow, this Eved Chavim. So that's also awesome. If he's an Eved Chavim, if he's either an Zayin Misses Neneach, if somebody will praise the Rishoy of the Goyim, so then he's either loved the Raisi. Except if he is mischaveh to be mishambeach, ma'is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara in Avizora points out. So one of the Isurim implicit in the love of Lishchonim is loisitin lehem chniyah b'karg. So he maskirim botim linochim be'arz Yisroel, aval b'sur ya maskir v'lichom. Why? Because kibush yochid is loishmei kibush. So in Midraise it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, only in the Rabbonon, so in Mele, the Rabbonon applies Ligabe to Mishma Yisrael, but not Ligabe the Yisrael of Chnia Bikarg. Aber Bisoye Maskirin, Vikoshkin Bichotzlachis, and then the Mishnah concludes, Vyabimokim Sheyitiru Laskir Bichotzlachis, let's say, or Bisoye, that it's Muter to rent out a house to an akum, the chavim, so lebeizdire, we are not allowed to rent out a bais to an evit chavim. Why? Because the chavim bisman chazal, so were accustomed to bring in all kinds of avizores in the house, and there is a lav deraise, of. There is love. Loisobiteivel bisecho inaker. So what does it mean? Loisobiteivel bisecho. Loisobiteivel bisecho implies two things. One, an iser anoye from avizor. You're not allowed to have anoye from avizor. You're not allowed to have hanoye from avizor. Not only Avrizoi are not allowed to have Anoye, even from Tashmishi Avrizoi, Tikrevis Avrizoi, you're not allowed to have Anoye. And Rambam says if somebody is Nene from Avrizoi itself, or from the Tikrevis Avrizoi, or Tashmishi Avrizoi, so he's either the love of Lysovit Evel Bisecho. And then, as we see from this Gemore, from the Mishnah in Avrizoi, that Lysovit Evel Bisecho also implies in Isaiah not to keep Avdizore in your bais. Let's say, suppose somebody will buy an Avdizore or Tashmishi Avdizore. He wants to have it in his house. So soll beide und so wie die Welt sein. So die Mischne says, der Bechutzlorez ist Mutter, to went out the house, to eine Lüge Chove, to went out the house, to eine Lüge Chove hin, so that's only if the house is rented out, let's say, Libby's dear, as a stable or as a warehouse, not for residents, but to rent out a house in Chutzlorez as a residence, as a dwelling place for the Chovim, and the Chovim is certainly going to bring in the Avrizore into the house, so Mele, the Jew, will be either the love of Lisovit Evel Bisecho. So we see from this that the Secher is not considered to be the owner of the house. Because if the Secher would be considered to be the owner of the house, so then how is Evel Lisovit Evel Bisecho? After all, it's not the Maskiel's house, it's the Secher's house. So from that Mishnah we see that Schiras is Loikani. Because Schiras is only a key in Peres. It doesn't mean that he is the full owner of the house. So the question is, if Schiras is Loikanye, so why do we say Yichet Libayis? Is in Zokuk Libayir? Zokuk Libayir? Why? Shenemali Motzin Boteichem, and Nochichi Komayel, Libayisid Napshi Komayel. Komayel. Because he doesn't keep the chometz in his house. He keeps it in the house of the goy because he rented it out then to the goy. But Tzchiras is like Kanye. So from this wise it appears that Tzchiras is Kanye. So the goy is the owner of the house. And the Torah says, L'imote b'boteichem, in your house you cannot keep any chometz. But if Yam Yachid the bayis, a special room, or a corner of a room in which to keep the goy's chometz, so that means that the goy is the owner of the house. So it's not nimtzo bibayis shall yisroel, it's nimtzo bibayis shall nochi. So it's not eiver. So that means that tzchiras is kanye. If tzchiras is kanye, so even libeis dire it should be allowed to rent out a house to an ilk chovim. Truly, he brings in the Avrizore into the house. He brings in the Avrizore into the house. So, it's the Goy's house. It was rented to the Goy. So from the Mishnah Avrizore, it appears that Tzchiras is Loi Kanye. And here it's Mashma that Tzchiras is Kanye. Wie soll gedeit los für das Kanye, ki kom bei le beste in Napfi kom aiel. So die Gemorre se, shane hoche, daf krach mon beloschen le imotze, mi she motzu bi yotcho, yotzu se, she ni motzu bi yotcho. Because true schiras is not a real kinye, because the seicher, the tenant, has only a kinye in Paris, but he has a ksas kinye, he has the schus to live there. So Mele, since he has Iksas Kinyan, so he's not even the love of Limotzid Batech. Sheimotzid Batech, Sharis is obvious, Misur Linoch. Now let's see the thesis. Yichad Lebayis, Kirisha Kuntres, Lekibu Levachayis, Elom Ali Ari Abayis Lefonecho. Vikosha Lri, Mayir Ye Yichad, Apil Lo Yichad Nameh. Why Dafki Yichet? According to Rashi, that he deals with the case. ליחד נמי, וכן נמי מוציג בסמוך, למימה בסריחס, קניה, אנדן, כל תורשי סודי, דגמורס קשה, is not explicable. Because the Gemara says, the base of Haila Abudeu, the Nochi Kokomai, the base of the Napshe Komai. But according to Rashi, it's only when Loikimo of Achayas. So it's not because the base of the Napshe Komai. It's not because the base of the Napshe Komai. But it's because he wasn't Mikabo Achayas. So why does the Gemara ask Kikashe Limeimre Dishiras Kanye? Vachanami Mosi Bishomach Limeimre Dishiras Kanye Upirish Ramatam Da'apilu Vachayez Maya Umushim Hochem Ofrik Mulei Motsu Lechoshib Motsu Kibu Shiyichem Lebayis Virapope Islei Misvore. So the question is Monefshech. So if the halacha is that even Kabbalah Achayis, but since it's Shichet Libayis, so that means that the Chometz is Motzu in the Rishus of the Goy, not in the Rishus of the Yisrael, is some Mele is not either Bali Roye, the Yisrael is not either Bali Roye and Bali Motzei. So why did Rav Pope say Areishikoy? So Rav Pope could have said, like Ravashe, the Tasifikoy. The answer is, Rav Pope said, Areishikoye, because it couldn't have reference to the case of Tichat Lebayis, because the case of Tichat Lebayis, so then we don't have to resort to a special Tirasakosuf, Mishimosu Yotro, Misarasvore is not it. The Rav Pope Islay Misvore Kim Shiyichat Lebayis Habikil Kibbalo Rachayis Al Chemtzei Shal Nochri Bibeisei Shal Nochri. Everybody is lucky the case says that Kim Kibbalo Rachayis Al Chemtzei Shal Nochri Bibeisei Shal Nochri. If cases didn't say that, then there would be a problem for a Jew to be involved in insurance business. Now let's say if somebody's insurance business, so people take out insurance and everything. They take out insurance, going and Jews, take out insurance. Let's say somebody has a bakery, and he takes out an insurance policy from an insurance company that in case, let's say, the bread and the cakes and the noodles, thousands and thousands of pounds of noodles and bread, in case it's destroyed by fire or by what, so then the insurance company will pay. Now, where is the bread kept? Where is the noodles kept? In the rishus of the owner of the chometz, not in the rishus of the insurance company. It doesn't turn over all the boxes of bread to the insurance company. So, but there is aloche that if a Yisrael is chayva was in Kabul Achayis over the chometz of a goy, so is even Bali Roye. So let's say a Jew who insures the chometz of hundreds of people who own chometz, so should be either every case a Bali Roye. The answer is, so, to be a terrible thing. So Tesis says, Habekil Kibro of Achayas as Chemri Shal Nochri, Bibesi Shal Nochri. So in other words, when do we say that if Yamikabu Achayas, and Chemri Shal Nochri, so Yariga Bali Roye, only if the Chemri Shal Nochri over which you are Mikabel Achayes is in your house, in your issues. But if it is in the issues of the Akko, then you're not even Bali Roye. So that's the only reason. Alright. Now, so the question is, according to Rashi, so the whole Gemara is very strange. wie schlimme kommt der Teufel ist. Der Zichetli bei ist in Sochetli bei. Es wirft zu der Käse auf Kimmel oder Bachayes. So then he should be a Balleroy. And the only business why he's not a Balleroy is because the Nochi come in my ear, the base in Napshi come in my ear. The Nochi come in my ear, the base in Napshi come in my ear. That's the only reason. Because the Nochi come in my ear, the base in Napshi come in my ear. So why does the Gemara say, but according to Rashi, it's not because the Nochi Kormayel is in Afshik Mayel, because he was Mekabla Chayes. And if he was Mekabla Chayes, so then he would be Eva Balioi. So the Rashi is very difficult. All the Rishayim is that Rashi, against Rashi. Now let's turn to the Ramban. Hode Tanya, Yichet Lebayis, in Zorch Lebayi, Pirshe Rashi Shal Yitziblu Olo, Eloma Liyari, Abayis Lefonecho, Vinichi Vachas Mazobis, Vizetainu, Shim Lo Yitziblu Olo Vachayis, Afi Lo Yichet Lebayis Nam, Teis Eskat, Elo, Shirotso Arab Zal Leporeish, Dahar Braise Dine Katon, Kelema, Kidi Etzle, Stam, זוך קליבייר, די חייב בך יוסי, חו מדין שמחינו, אומלי, הרי, הבייס לפונחו אין זוך קליבייר, כי די איתמל פרק הזאת, דו בייסק המוח, אין אלוי שמחינו ולוי שמסוח. אז הרמב"ן says, רשי מבין, that even in the case of לא יקיבלו וחייס, so he's not even בלי רואי, only if you have the bias. It goes without saying, in the case of Loi Kibbul Vachayis, even if Loi Yechad Lebayis, so he's not in the Balioi, because Shalchoi Atarei, Avar Atarei Shal Achirin, Avar Atarei Shal Achirin Mishal Gavaya, Avar Atarei Shal Achirin Mishal Gavaya. So Mele, but what Rashi means, Yechad Lebayis, so the price is telling us another Chiddush. One could say, true, if he's not the Kabbalah Chayes, so then he's not even Bali Roy, because Shalchoi Yatareye, Avalatareye, Shalachirin, Dishal Goveya. But in the case of Tichet Lebayis, then it should be no homo. Because maybe if the Goy says to the Jew, now I want to deposit my box of cakes in your house, and the Jew says, here there is the dark room in my house. You can put it there. I don't mind. You can keep it there. So maybe that in itself is the equivalent of Kabbalah Sachayas for Pshir, because he told you, you put it in the dark room, so come Ashmelon. That even Yichad Lebayis is not in the body, because the fact that he set aside a certain room for the Goyis Chometz does not imply that he was Mekabla Chayes. He just said, you want to work and put it there and assume all the risks, fine. I don't mind if you keep it in the dark. But Eina Chaname, Rashi is made it that even without Yichad Lebayis, if he was not Mekabla Chayes, he's not even Bali Roya. I mean, that's the Gemara before. שלחו יתריה בהתריה של אחרים, אבל התריה של אחרים נשאל בבעיה. ודן, דני סייז, ומכל מוקד, אין הסוגי אלה לנו, לפשיטה שלהם. אם כן, היכד הייתינם בו, למימרה דסחיר אסקניה, בין בי שלי, בי של האחרים, כיוון שנחייב בחיוסי, אין זוק לבייר, וכיוון בי של צריך עליין האחרייס, אין אלוי מיילה ואלוי מיירית. ודקשי איזה גנסטרשי, True, of course, that goes without saying. Rashi is made, of course Rashi is made, that even without Yechad Lebayis, if the Yisroel was not the Kabbalah Chayis, then the Yisroel is not even born right. Because the Gemara before, Shalchoy Atareyev, Avo Atareyev Shal Acherim, Vishal Gobeya. But Rashi, according to Rashi, so Lebayis is telling us that even Yechad Lebayis, he is still not Chayiv Achayis. Yechad Lebayis doesn't mean I'm going to watch over it. I'm a nice person, so I let you keep it in one room. But the risk is yours. And I'm not assuming, and that's the Gemara in Bob Metzia, Habesik Amoch, Loi Mi Boye Di Shemesocha Le'ave, Ela Afile, Shemechinam Nama Le'ave. Oh, but the question is, it's Rashi, so why does Gemara ask? Remembre, Dischires kanye, how is it muchach from this? Bishleim according to Rabbi Netam and the Ramban, you understand? Because this halacha of Yechad Lebayis applies even to the case of kibul lebachai. So you should be able to buy. But Yechad Lebayis is not able. Because when is one able to buy? Only when he keeps the chometz in his rishus. Not if he keeps the chometz in the goyis rishus, in the goyis rishus. But according to Rashi, so in the case of kibul lebachayis, even if Yechad Lebayis is able, and that's the Rambam Shita also. So how is it muchach from this braise the tzchiras is kind? That's a very strong kashi. Not only against Rashi, against the Rambam too, because the Rambam Shita is also like Rashi. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Melech is from the Matzah Halacha Gimu says as follows. Akum Shehiv Kitchem Tzeis Al Yisrael Im Kibel Al Yisrael Achayes Shimov Adoy Nignav Yishalem Le Domov Hari Zechayet Livare Hoil Vikibel Al Achayes Nase Kishalay Vim Loi Kibel Al Achayes Muta Likayme Etzlei Umuta Leachil Mimenu Achar HaPesach שבירשוסעקמו. So the Rambam says, Akum שאיף כתכם צייס על ישראל, אם קיבלו אוף ישראל החייס, שימובה דנינה פישל מודום, הרי זה חייב לבערי. He doesn't say, Avol im yichet libayis. So he's not chayv levari. That he doesn't say. So it's mashma that in case of Kabbalah Sachayis, even if yichet libayis is everybody. So when does the Gemara say yichet libayis is not everybody roye? If loyki mula vachayis. So then the kashi is from this Gemara. Now, alright, this is a very strong kashi against Rashi. Maybe you'll be able to give it out. But first we have to discuss the various shittas of Rishonim and this Gemara. Alright. Now, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is very good. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, Yichid Lebayis is muter even if Jibro Vachayis. So why is it muter? But if Jibro Vachayis, so it's like Shalei, the answer is, true it's like Shalei, but the love of Rimote implies that we are not allowed to keep the Chometz in our shoes, in our bayis. But since it's Yichid Lebayis, so it's rented, that room is rented to the Goy, so he keeps the Chometz not in his bayis, but in the Goy's rishus. So that's a raya that the tenant is considered to be the owner of the bayis of the Mokeh. So, but from the Mishnah Bizori, it's mashma v'tzchiras loikanye. So the Gemara gives the teretz, even though tzchiras is loikanye kinyan gomo, but some kinyan he has, the tenant has certain schools in the house. So mele ligabi bal yoroye, he's only aveir if he keeps the chometz in his exclusive rishus. But since it was rented out, tichadli bayis, so it was rented out to the goy, so it's not the exclusive rishus of the Jew. The goy also has certain schuyas in that house. He has a right to live there. So mele, I mean to keep his chometz there, not live in every way, but I mean to keep his chometz there. So it's not the exclusive rishus of the soil. So mele is muta. But according to Rashi, how is it mucha from this braise that Schirs is Kanye? Maybe Schirs is not Kanye, but here is not everybody roye because he wasn't in the Kabbalah Chayes, and the whole Chidesh was that even if Yichid Lebayis, it's not considered Kabbalah Shmir. So that's the Ramban's guy. The Rav Pope Yisrael Nisvore, Kidin Shiyichet Libayis, Have Kilu Kiblo Lachayes, Al Chemtzi Shal Nochri, Bibesi Shal Noch. So that means, it's the Vaposhut, that if Yisrael is Mikabel insurance company, he's in the insurance business. I mean, that happens every year. So those Jews who are in the insurance business, and they insure everything, they insure a bakery, you know, and the bakery and grocery stores in case of fire, so they'll pay, they'll reimburse the owner of the bakery for all the loss. And it has a lot of chometz, it has thousands of pounds of chometz. So the Jew should behave about the oil. He's kibbutz of chayes, the answer is, but the chometz is left in the rishus of the bakery. So it's kibbutz of achayes al chemtzi shal nochi libesi shal nochi. So, in such a case, it appears it's gavur poshut that he's not even bothered. And Rashi will also be made to it. I mean, Rashi will not say that an insurance company who is in kibbutz achayes for the chometz of a bakery is even bothered. Rashi will not say it. You see, the Russian of Tesis, Kim Shiach Lebayis Habe Kilu Kibel Olav Achayis Al Chemtzi Shal Nochri Bibesi Shal Nochri, so we don't have to resort to Gzeres HaKosov, to Mishe Motsu Biyotcho, Yotze Zeshini Motsu Biyotcho, Misal Asvore is not even Bolivoy. Oh, in that case, and Popper holds that the case of Yichid Lebayis is analogous to the case auf Kibbel, auf Achayes, Achamti Shalnochi, wie Beise Shalnochi. Das war Trafoppe Holz. Aber Trafasche, das war die Grüne Trafoppe. In Trafasche Holz, that there is a difference between the Kibbel of Achayes, Achamti Shalnochi, wie Beise Shalnochi, or Kibbel of Achayes, Achamti Shalnochi, wie Beise Shal Yisrael, but you have to advise. Why is there a difference? The answer is because Schiras is loikani. Schiras does not mean that the Seicher is the full owner of the bais. He has certain rights, he can pay us, but he is not the full owner of the bais. So Mele, in the case of Kibru of Achayes, Alchemti Shalnochi, Bebeisi Shalnochi, so Rabash will also be made, we don't have to resort to exercise a course of limote misha motu biyotro yotzezeshin motu biyotro. Mitzvah asmore is not even baliroi. How can a Jew be either baliroi and chometz that is kept in the rishus, in the exclusive rishus of the goy? But in the case where it's kept in the bais of the Jew, but the goy has certain rights to keep there the chomet, his chomet, then, without exercise hakosuf, Rabbi holds, I would say he's even baliroi. But exercise hakosuf tells us that he's not even. But without exercise hakosuf, according to Rabashe, I would say that Yichud Libayis is different than Kibbul of Achayes, Al Chemzi Shalnochi, Bibesi Shalnochi. Because there is Bibesi Shalnochi, and here it's Bibesi Shal Yisrael. But the Nochi has certain schusi to keep his things there. So only because of the Sakosuf of Loyimotze, only because of the Sakosuf of Loyimotze. So why is Yichud Libayis different than the case of Kibbul of Achayes, Al Chemzi Shalnochi, Bibesei Shalnochi, because Chemzi Shalnochi, Bibesei Shalnochi, so it's exclusively the rishus of the goy. Machine in here, it's the rishus of the Israel, but the goy has certain schusim to keep his thing there. Why? Is it not the full rishus of the goy, because Schiras been kanye? But if Schiras had been kanye, then Rabashe would agree with Rav Pope that without exeras hakosuf of limotze imi shemotze biyotcho, so he shouldn't be even a baliroi. It's only because of the aloche of Schiras loikanye. It's only because of the aloche of Schiras Loikani. So Rashi, will also agree that if there is, Rashi will also agree that if the chometz and for which he is responsible, the Jew is responsible, is completely in the exclusive rishus of the goy, then there is no baliroi. Then there is no baliroi. But the reason is why Rashi says that in the case of Kibbul of Achayes, so even Yichud Libayis is a baliroi, because Schiras is loikanye. So mele, it's not completely Bibesi Shalmochi, so it's Bibesi Shal Yisrael also. So that's why Rashi says, if there is Kabbul is Achayes, so then, even Yichud Libayis, and in view of the fact that Schiras is loikanye, Soit nins is bezig shal Yisrael, so me mele, he's a rabbi roi, rabbi roi. So maybe we can answer the Ramban's kasha against Rashi. In view, it will involve his leidechak. But I'm saying it because the kasha is so strong against Rashi. Because how the come to Rashi, why does the Gemara say, Lememre Nisrus Kanye, how is it Muchach from this price that Srus is Kanye? Here there was no Kabbalah Zachayes. So, how is it Muchach that Srus is Kanye? But, I mentioned before Yontef, and the Bir Agro says it, I think, in Simen Tov Mem, the Pnei Yeshua says it, and Dafei on the base, and Rashi, the Trashi Shiti is, not like this. Taisa Shiti is when the Gemara says Shalchoi Atoreye Avo Atoreye Shalachirim Shalgoveya. So Shalachirim Shalgoveya, Achirim doesn't mean Dafke Goy. Achirim means other people, even Jews. So in other words, that if according to Taisvis, if Shimon will leave his box of chometz in Reuven's house, and Reuven will not be mekabel achayis, but he'll just say, "Habesik amoch, you want to leave the box of cake in my house? You're welcome, but I'm not mekabel achayis. I'm not responsible for it." So according to Teisves, Reuven will not be able to do it because shalchoi atoreye, avo atoreye shalachir. What does achir mean according to Teisves? Not going dafke. Achir means other people. But according to Rashi, Rashi says, so the Gro is midayik from the Roshin of Rashi. Avo atoreye bigvurim shel achirim ki genochri dafti goyat. If a goy lives his chometz in the Jew's house, and the Jew was not mekabel achayis, so the Jew is not evil. But if one Jew lives his chometz in the other Jew's house, even though the other Jew was not mekabel achayis, is evil. In other words, according to Rashi, the cross says, if a non-observant Jew visits you in your house, you know, sometimes it happens. Those Jews, you know, who have factories, you know, and then they have workers, let's say a Jew, it brings his sandwich, you know, to the shop, to the factory, you know, to the factory. So if the Jew doesn't tell the other Jew, you can't bring it in here, he's either by Roy Balimotze. It's as simple as that, according to Rashi. So in other words, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis, the Gosses. What's the pshat? Shalchoi atoreye. Avo atoreye shal achirim yishal dereya. According to Tesis, achirim means other people. Goy or Jew. And according to Rashi, achirim means goy. But a Jew is a bear and the chometz that belongs to another Jew. Now, so I'll ask a ridiculous question. Don't think that I have something that. So does that mean, let's say, unfortunately there are many Jews in Chicago who have chometz on Pesach. So I'm a there. Suppose I have Ashpoy answering Jews. I have Ashpoy answering Jews. And if I were to tell him, listen, don't keep chometz in your possession. So of course, if I have a possibility of being mashpia, and I'm not mashpia. I never am the eser pechiach techiach as amzach. But could you conceive in your remotest imagination that if I have a hashpoye, I'm a certain Jew, and I don't use that hashpoye, so I never boy, but matzei, they're ridiculous. So when does Rashi say that Ruvein is ever al bani roi bani matzei, if Shimon left his chometz in Reuven's house, if he lets it stay in his house, in his premises, not if he lets it stay In Shimon's premises, he will not be there. He will not be either Balzeroy. He will not be either Balzeroy. Some Mele. There is one situation, I think, that even according to Rashi, where Yichid Libayis would be effective. Not vis-a-vis good, but vis-a-vis a Jew. Vis-a-vis a Jew. Let's say, suppose it's Yichid Libayis, Shimon is mafkid, Shimon a Jew, is mafkid, places in Reuven's house, chometz, a box of bread, of cake. And Reuven says, I'm not assuming any responsibility. So according to Rashi, Reuven would be a way about the Roy Bali Mati. Because Shalchoy Atareya or Atareya Shalachim only implies vis-a-vis Goy, you're not eager. But vis-a-vis Jew, even without Kabbalah Zachayis, you're eager. Why? Because Reuven lets Shimon's Chometz stay in his house. But suppose Reuven is Miyachid Libayis, and he says, I'm not assuming responsibility, but the dark room is rented out, he rented out, or mushal to you, to keep the cake, the boxes of cake, in my house, in the dark room. So then Rashi will be made that Reuven will not be either about the oil, about the motze. Rashi will be made that he'll not be either Bali Roy Bali Motze. Why? Because true there is Bali Roy Bali Motze and Chomet Shal Yisroel Shal Achel if the Achelim are Jews, but only if the Chomet is kept exclusively in the Rishus of the Yisroel. That's the case of Lo Yichel Libayis. But in the case of Yichel Libayis, even though we paskun the tzchiras loikanye, so it doesn't mean that it's the exclusive rishus, the full rishus of the goy, but it does mean it's not the exclusive rishus of the Yisrael, inasmuch as the goy also has certain rights in the dark room. So mele, when the Braise says, nochri shenichnas lechatzire shel Yisrael, Upseiki biyodei in Zokok Levaya, if Kide Etzle, Zokok Levaya, Yichid Libayis, as Ravashi says, as Yichid Libayis, no, it doesn't make any difference, Ravashi Rapope. The machlekit in Ravashi Rapope is in regard to the last clause, Shanema Limote, but Yichid Libayis in Zokok Levaya, according to Rashi, means without Kabbalah Zachayis. So, Yichid Libayis in Zokok Levaya. So, according to Rashi, even though the Braise begins with the term Nochi Shenichnas Lechatzir Shel Yisrael, but the less din, the less case of Yichid Libayis in Zokok Levaya has reference not only to the case of Nochi Shenichnas Lechatzir Shel Yisrael, and the Yisrael was Miyachid Libayis, but even Yisrael Shenichnas Lechatzeri shall Yisroel Acher, and the Yisroel was Yichid Libayis, so he's still in Zokok Levaya. Nochi shenichnas lechatzeri shall Yisroel upzeiki biyodei in Zokok Levaya without Yichid Libayis, as long as it's in Nochi, but Yisroel shenichnas lechatzeri shall Yisroel upzeiki biyodei, so without Yichid Libayis in Zokok Levaya. But then the Braise concludes, Yichid Libayis, in Zokok Levaya, even in the case of Yisroel, Shenichnas Lechatzir Eshel Yisroel. Why? But Rashi Shiti is that the Yisroel is even Bal Yiroye and the Chometz of another Yisroel, even though he was not Mikabo Achayes, that's in the case where the Chometz of the other Yisroel is kept in the exclusive rishus of the first Yisrael. But where the Chometz of the other Yisrael is kept in the joint Rishus of the first Yisrael and in the Rishus of the second Yisrael, then there is no Balihoi. Why? So the Gemara assumed that's because Sechiras Iskanye. So it's considered to be the full Rishus of the other Yisrael. So that's why the first Yisrael is not here. So the Gemara says, no, here there is a special Zerzakos. Mishe Motsu B'yotcho, Yotsu Zeshin Motsu B'yotcho, because true, it's not in the exclusive Rishus of the other Yisrael, but it's not in the exclusive Rishus of the first Yisrael either. So Mele, without Kabbalah Zachayas, is not in the Balihoi. So, that Teretz is a very good Teretz, except that it involves a slight Eichak, because the Braise doesn't mention Yisrael. The Braise mentions Nochi Shenichnas L'chatzir Risha, Shal Yisrael. But according to Rashi, in order to be Yashiv Rashi, we'll have to say that while the Risha deals only in the case of Nochi Shenichnas L'chatzir Risha, Yisrael, but the Sefer of Yichet Libayis deals not only with the case of Nochi Shenichnas L'chatzir Risha, Yisrael, but even with the case of Yisrael Shenichnas L'chatzir Risha, Yisrael. So it's not Eva either. Because in order to be Eva, according to Rashi, in order to be Eva, as Balzoye Balim would say, so either you have Kabbalah Zachayis, so then without being kept in the Rishus of the Yisrael is Eiver, because of the Kabbalah Zachayis, or if it is kept in the exclusive Rishus of the Yisrael, so then even without Kabbalah Zachayis, vis-a-vis Yisrael, he's in the Balihoi. Mashenke in the case of Yisroel Shenichnas Libesi Shal Yisroel Acheya Upteke Biyodei, and the Yisroel Orishen is Miyachei Dibayis for the Chometz of the Yisroel Sheni, so then he's not in the Balihoi, because it's not much Biyotro. Even though Schires is Loikanye, Schires Loikanye means he's not the full owner, the Yisrael Sheini. But the Yisrael Rishni is not the exclusive owner either. So it's not Motsu B'yotcho. In order to be Eiver and the Chometz of another Jew, so it has to be kept in the exclusive Rishus of the Yisrael Rishon. Not if it is the joint Rishus of the Yisrael Rishon and the Yisrael Sheini. Now, so Rabbi Netam says that in the case of where Nakum was mafkid Chometz Eitzel Yisroel and the Yisroel was Mikabla Achayis and the Yisroel was Miyachet Bayis to the Akum, is not in the body oil. So that's in the case of Kabbalah Zachayis. But the Chometz doesn't belong to the Jew, it belongs to the Goy. Suppose the Chometz belongs to the Jew himself. Let's say, suppose a Jew owns Chometz, and then he's mafkid the Chometz with the Goy. Is the Jew, and the Goy is Mikabu Achayis, is the Jew Eiver Bali Roye Bali Motzei or not? So that involves the Machlekes, the Geinim, and Rabbi Niene, the Rosh. Now turn to the Rosh. It's a very basic one. Thank you.
Now, it's in paragraph Dalet of the Rosh, Daf Kuf Chof Gimel Yair, my Gemara, so, and it is the second column, the 18th line from the top. Yesh min hagenim she'omru Yisroel she'hivki t'chem tzei eisel nochi o eitzel Yisroel chaveri v'kibel hanifket olav achayes hanifket chayev b'biure v'lo yamafkit af al pishu shalei kivin she'ini v'yashu sei. So the Rosh says that the hagenim will say that if Yisrael, Ruvein, was mafkit chemtze isonochi, or even Eitzel Yisrael chaveri, v'kibel hanifked olav achayis, and the shemer, the nochi, or shimen, the other Yisrael, was mikabel achayis, so hanifked chay v'yure, in case the nifked is a Jew, of course the nifked is a goy, so that's not one of the missing the Neach. So if the Nifket is a Jew, so the Nifket is Chai V'yure. V'lo yamafkit. The Mafkit, the Yisroel, is not Eir Baliroi. But it's his, yes, title. Afo Pishu Shalei, Kivin She'ini B'ashusei. That's what the Genim say. V'yidiyo Raya Mimchilte B'ton Hosom, B'boteichen Lomanemar, Livshinema b'chol v'ucho, Shemei ani kipshutei. Talmud limud b'teichem, Ma beischo b'rishuscho, Avkumcho b'rishuscho, Yotzochem tzeishal nochi, Lotzochem tzeishal nochi, B'yashus Yisroel, Shehu b'beisei, B'niyochi libarei. Yotzochem tzeishal Yisroel, B'yashus hanochi, Shehu shalei vein b'yashusei. So, Mechilti says so. That yotzo chemtzei shal Yisrael b'yashus anochi, Shehu shalei vein b'yashusei. So, the gaining, apply it. This Mechilti to the case of a Yisrael shehivkit chemtzei eitzel nochi, so it's kept in the house of the nochi, of the Nifket, so then the Yisroel is not Eiver. Vein b'yashusei. Vein b'yashusei. Now, the question is, what's the pshat in the game? So the way the Rosh interprets the game, understands the game, so the Mechil, the Genim are saying that not the Mechilte doesn't mean that in order that a Jew should be able to bal yoye, so there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is ownership. Ownership or chiv achayis is like ownership. And the second prerequisite is the fact that it's located in your premises, in your house. This is how the Ramban Chumash and Parsha Bayi explains the Mechilte. According to the Mechilte, I mean, the Ramban says that in order to be Eiver Bal Yoye, there are two prerequisites. One is ownership. Second prerequisite is it has to be kept in my rishus, in my house, in my bayer, in my storage place, in my car, in my premises. It doesn't have to be a house that can be anything. A box in the bank, a vault in the bank. In other words, in my premises. But suppose